Newsbeat.
Badgers in two parts of England will be shot next year. The government's given the go-ahead to a cull to try and stop the spread of a disease they carry, which also affects cattle. TB costs farmers millions every year, but critics say this plan is cruel and there are better ways to stop the disease. Newsbeat's politics reporter Dave Howard's in Somerset.
So how much do you know about one of the UK's biggest wild animals?
They're black and white. They have long faces.
Thanks, Tash. Just back to Taunton for her uni Christmas holidays.
I know that they're thinking of trying to cut down the population.
Right, that plan, confirmed yesterday, has enraged many wildlife lovers and stoked up probably the thorniest issue in the countryside. Should badgers be killed to cut a disease that sees tens of thousands of cows slaughtered each year?
Right, yeah, we're just off up to feed some bulls that I've got in the shed here.
An hour away in South Devon, 29-year-old Dave farms 500 beef cattle.
We need to eradicate this disease.
He says the plan is unfortunate but necessary because TB in cows has been getting worse over the years and it costs his industry, as well as taxpayers, millions of pounds.
It's devastating our beef and dairy industries. It's not good for people working in the environment, undergoing the stress and the emotional and financial torture of going through TB breakdowns.
Yesterday's announcement will see badgers killed in two as yet unspecified parts of England over 6 weeks in the summer. Could then be rolled out more widely. Why? Because many say badgers with TB reinfect herds after farmers do all they can to stop the disease.
I can compare it to you treat your children for head lice, and then you put them back into a class where nobody else has treated their children with head lice, and your kids will come home with head lice again the following week. You'll never sort out the problem.
It's worst in Wales, the Midlands, and here in the South West. But many, even here in rural areas, think killing badgers is cruel and wrong. Hannah's a farmer's daughter.
Don't kill them, because I don't know how much evidence there is, actually, that TB from badgers is spread into cattle.
Activists have announced legal action to try to stop the plans, and there are fears about how all this could flare up. Police warn the culls shouldn't run alongside the Olympics, in case they're too overstretched to deal with protests. Dave asked Newsbeat not to reveal his surname or anything else about where he lives. That's because, like many farmers, he's scared of what he calls the very few animal rights extremists.
I live here in the countryside, relatively isolated property. They could come and burn my barns down. They could burn my house down. I don't know what they might be capable of.
This is BBC Radio 1.